Before we start the ceremony, I would like to introduce Reverend Ken Gorman, Vice President of Pathways of Light. He would like to share a few words to the candidates before the ceremony begins.
Great, thank you. Welcome and congratulations for making it this far. I just feel a sense of gratitude. You know, this is a journey that we're all on together. And when we don't have to say yes to it. There is free will in this. And when people say free will and they follow the path that's been laid out for us and individually and collectively, I'm always very grateful because we're all in this together. And for me, the atonement is a collective sort of a joint venture, but we all have our part to play, which is a course lesson. I'll accept for the atonement, my role in the atonement, and things like that. So thank you for saying yes and for making it this far. I think one of the things that was very important to me was the, Jesus says in the Bible, where two or more gathered in my name, there I am. And he's giving us an instruction of the incredible power of joining and that there's a quickening of this process when we join. And that's what I always saw as the value, one of the big values of Pathways, is that it gets us all joined. Even just tonight, we're joining, and then you had your facilitator, for the however many months it took. Sometimes the process can take years, but there's always this joining, and we have all the study groups and all that kind of thing. And I think there's a quickening that happens, and it's part of this. And so it's very important to carry on that joining even after the ordination. The other thing is, I think I was ordained 14 years ago, and of course the ego is going to have all kinds of ideas about what that means, and it'll try to develop an identity now called I'm a minister and things like that. And the good news is that it'll be totally different than you probably think, at least it was for me. And Robert and Mary are always reminding us that we need just to relax, that Holy Spirit's got this, and it's really his plan. It will unfold perfectly, and there's just kind of a flow to things, and there's an inner guide that some of us call Holy Spirit, and that is kind of showing us the way, but it will unfold perfectly, and we can just relax. And whatever you do, don't put pressure on yourself that you should be doing this or doing that, because then we're kind of usurping, his role, as it were. The Happy Dream section really covers this well, if you ever wanted to read that. At least that always helped me with this. But you can just relax, and the role of a minister is more of a, you're translating the energy and the wisdom coming through us, and so we can just relax and be good servants of that and not feel pressure that it needs to be this or just needs to be that, and it can evolve over time, and it's really quite amazing what can happen if we allow that process to happen. So again, thank you for joining us, and a couple things I like to mention. Number one, following on from the always stay connected, even maybe meeting with your facilitator every week for many months, and then in step four, it's even more than that. And that has a huge impact. And so the important thing is to keep going with that. And one of the ways you can do that is we've got, I think, something like 35 study groups on the website. It's just make sure that if you're guided to, that you attend those. And then the Sunday group is always very good with Robert and Mary, and there's lots of them. And just your inner guide will tell you where to go to that. But it's just a great way to jump on the phone and join. And I know, I think the one in London here I've done now for 5 years. And it just, I don't even remember what we talk about, but I just remember the joining somehow. There's an energy that happens. It's almost like the words don't matter. It's the fact that I showed up and I was there with my brothers. It's something at a deeper level is shifting. The other thing you can do, and they would have covered with you obviously in the program, all the things you can do as a minister, from doing weddings and ceremonies and things like that. But there's a lot of other things you can do. And one of them is actually start a study group. I know I started the one here in London. And all it takes is a few people that are like-minded that want to join with you at a certain time. And there's tons of free conference numbers. Say everybody dials in for an hour. And it can be as simple as just reading the text and then allowing everybody to share. I mean, it's a brilliant process, and Holy Spirit kind of takes over. So you can actually start a study group. We can put it on the website and advertise it, and you can do that. The other thing is there's also ministries that we have. There's a prayer ministry and a critical illness ministry. They're all on the website. But if you're guided, join one of those ministries. They have sort of a sessions where they get together the people in the ministry and work on, you know, what is critical illness, for example, mean in reference to a course and then when people come to us, we're able to join with them and help them potentially, or the Holy Spirit helps them through us. And so, you know, if you're guided, join one of those ministries. The other thing is, at one point, there weren't any of those ministries, and people were guided to start them. and so if you're guided, if you have something that you think is a good outreach that could be part of the Pathways community on the website and stuff like that, you know, just ask us. Maybe we can help out, or at the very least, it's something you can do in your local community. So lots of things to do. Just be open to whatever comes next. Don't be in a hurry. It's a long, in the scheme of time, it seems like it's a long process, but it's very organic, and before you know it, a lot has shifted, and we can be used as good channels of the light, so to speak. So again, thank you so much for saying yes, and good luck to you. I'm done.
Thank you, Ken. And now I'd like to do an opening to Holy Spirit. So everyone, put down their pens and papers, if you have them, and close your eyes and take some gentle breaths in and out, in and out. And you will find, as you're breathing in, you're touching in with Holy Spirit, who is always just within. And Holy Spirit, we want to extend our gratitude to you for always being in our lives and for your love and your light and the clarity in which we are able to get through our day. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you join us during this ceremony. And again, we are in gratitude for your presence here. Amen. So I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor alphabetically by first name: Elizabeth Hurwitz, Joyce Peebles, and Robin Brunelli. Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet is magnetic. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example. The way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and salute you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. And now Reverend Deb Fee and Reverend Colleen Fee will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding. His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
Thank you. Reverend Lorendi Ruse will now share the following from A Course in Miracles, text page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
And now from chapter 6 in the Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, page 99, Reverend Christine Anderson and Reverend Deborah Bredigan will read.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. That is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you. An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
The candidates will now repeat their commitment aloud. Candidates, please take your phones off mute. I'll give you a moment. Candidates, together, repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light Ministerial Counselor.
As a Pathways,
of Light Ministerial Counselor.
I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
I commit to fulfill my life
purpose.
To be of service to Spirit.
To be of service
to Spirit.
To be a channel for Spirit.
To be a channel
for Spirit. To be a channel for Spirit.
And to do everything in my power.
And to do everything,
in,
my power.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
Now occurring on this planet.
Now occurring on this planet.
Thank you. And now please put your phones back on mute. And close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal spirit within you. Thank you. And now, Reverend Christine Anderson, one of our Pathways of Light ministers, will sing Our Thoughts, Our Prayers. Christine, please take yourself off mute.
Thank you, Lorraine. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of holiness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of peacefulness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer. And every thought remains a prayer.
Thank you, Christine. And now, Reverend Myron Jones and Reverend Deb Fee will share a quote from A Course in Miracles, page 433.
Once you accept this plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything, except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
Thank you. And now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. Robin Brunelli, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
I feel like this completion, this moment, this ordination is a milestone that I didn't realize I was going to actually reach. I am so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that it's just a confirmation that I am remaining on this path and I'm committed to this path. So this ordination is an internal, like, stone that's grounding me in this path. And I am so excited about it. I don't know where I'm headed and moving forward. I do know that my commitment is to follow Holy Spirit to help me strengthen holy relationships in all my relationships now and throughout my lifetime on this planet moving forward. I know that that's part of what I'm here for, to heal, and I'm so excited to be a part of Pathways and a part of everyone that's helped me get here to this point spiritually. And I'm so very, very grateful for you all and the strength that I've built on this journey through Pathways and through Myron and through this all the last courses with all of you. And yeah, this is an amazing experience. I can't wait to move further into it. I'm looking forward to doing Course 2010, Relationship Counseling, to build that strength even further. I'm complete.
Thank you, Robin. And now, Elizabeth Hurwitz, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful and simultaneously surprised to have come this far. I have been guided by the Holy Spirit to write down some words rather than to speak directly from the heart, which was my original intent, so I'm going to read what I have written down. This ordination means honoring my greatest truth, closing the past, its limitations, and stepping forth into the new with peace, truth, and joy at the forefront, guiding each step as I go forth, listening with willingness to Holy Spirit's guidance and following the guidance received. As I said before, I am still surprised to have made it here, as there have been so much resistance, a truly strong force for me. Yet, I continue listening and following Holy Spirit's guidance. And so, I'm here, truly completed this course and ready for the next door that opens at this point in my life. The funny thing is that I realized as I was writing this is that a part of me always wanted to be a minister, to teach, to counsel, and assist others in their healing journey. And as I have healed and continue to heal, it is my true joy to share what I know and learned with others, and from what I will continue to learn, to be a beacon in their finding their own inner wisdom. And I've been guided to do this reading, which is actually a Pathways bookmark, which is just so empowering for me. Each time I read it, I remember, and it brings me back. I remember who I am. I accept that I am love. I release all judgments of others and know that they are doing the best they can. I keep my life simple and follow my highest path. I stay in tune with the highest source within me and let it guide my ways. I am gentle and kind with myself and others. I pace myself one step at a time. I know the perfect circumstances present themselves for my perfect continued growth. I am love, I am joy, I am peace. Thank you again, everyone who's here. Thank you, Pathways. Thank you, Lorraine. We made it. I made it. I am complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And now, Joyce Peebles, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
I've come here by an unusual road, or at least I think I have. I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing now, but in 2002 I didn't. I don't go to psychics, but I was asked in 2002 to go see this famous psychic from Phoenix who was in Austin at the time. And why I went, I don't know. I remember, though, how I felt when I left. My attitude was, what a waste of money. He doesn't have any idea what he's talking about. because in 2002, he told me I would be a counselor. I at that time, I thought he was crazy. I absolutely thought he was nuts. At that time, I had 2 degrees. I was having financial problems, and I thought being a counselor meant that I had to go back to college and get a master's degree. There was no way. And I didn't want to counsel other people's lives. I didn't feel like I had mine where I wanted it to be. But I remembered what he said. He said, you're going to be a counselor. Because I asked him straight out, I said, what does God want me to do? I don't feel like I'm supposed to be really a nurse. What does he want me to do? And he told me that straight out. And I remembered it, but I did not believe it. And here I am. I'm a counselor. Yesterday, when we started out the morning with Robin, and she announced that she wanted to take an extra day to finish the course, all of a sudden I was left with a free morning, and it came into my mind, clean everything out of your life that you don't need. I heard that so clear. So I went to my bookshelves before I felt first ready to go. And over the past 2 decades, I've been collecting all kinds of various metaphysical, New Age, spiritual type stuff. And I no longer felt I needed a whole bunch of it. Almost everything I threw away, except for my Course in Miracles stuff. It just felt like that was what I was supposed to do. I was sure, and right now I'm sure of it. So what I feel like right now is that I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I just never, with my ego thinking, would have got here. I was definitely led by spirit. And that feels really, really good. I'm complete.
Thank you, Joyce. And thank you, everyone, for your heartfelt sharing. Now, Reverend Lorendi Rose and Reverend Colleen Fee will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teachers of God, his thanks he offers you, and all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him. You are the son he loves and has given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world. To close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light the world reflects your holiness. For you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well. And for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
Thank you, everyone. We will now begin the anointing. Please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed. And everyone has shared. Thank you. Robin Brunelli is now anointed by Reverend Myron Jones.
Robin, please picture us standing facing each other and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Robin, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Robin, this morning when I was meditating, I asked the Holy Spirit for a message for you. And I was given first a vision of angels encircling you and bending toward you, bringing you comfort and love at this time. And the message I received is that the light of love flows from your heart center and blesses everyone in your life. Those who are intended for you will receive this gift of your love, and they will be blessed indeed. We love you, and we appreciate you. And I'm done.
I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Robin Brunelli.
And now, Elizabeth Hurwitz will be anointed by Reverend Lorraine Merrick.
Elizabeth, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Elizabeth, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. And Elizabeth, I see you and I with Holy Spirit in between us, walking on a path to our awakening. And Holy Spirit has each arm, each of his arms, around each of us. And we are joined at the hip, let me say, as we're going down, and we are happy, so happy to be with Holy Spirit, letting him guide us and lead us and taking us where he intends for us to go. And Holy Spirit, smiling, is shaking, nodding his head, yes. And Elizabeth, it has been my distinct pleasure in bringing you along on this journey with me. And I would like to present to everyone present, Reverend Elizabeth Hurwitz. And now Joyce Peebles will be anointed by Reverend Myron Jones.
Joyce, please picture us standing facing each other and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Joyce, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for sharing for you. And actually, Joyce, as happened with Robin this morning, when I was meditating and I asked what he wanted me to say, and this is it. He said that your spiritual aspiration is the brilliant light that keeps your goal before you and your feet always planted firmly on your path. And he said, we offer you the gift of patience and encourage you to accept it. You are so loved and so appreciated. And now I introduce to everyone present, Reverend Joyce Peebles. And if I may, I missed my cue a while ago. And so please let me also now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Robin. Reverend Robin. Bernelli, sorry. Reverend Robin Bernelli. Okay, now I'm done.
Thank you. We now invite any of the guests present to share. Say your name before you share, and remember to take yourself off mute. And I know there are no guests. Would anyone else on the call like to share?
This is Reverend Colleen Fee, and I would just like to welcome our new reverends to the Pathways of Light family, which the glow of light shines brightly around our planet. And we are in deep gratitude for you joining this family. And we love you. Thank you. And we're in great gratitude that you chose. Yes. I'm done.
This is Reverend Christine Anderson, and I'd like to say blessings, unlimited blessings to the new ministers. And I know that your ministry will be revealed to you in perfect timing, and it's divine by design. And I want to tell you what an honor it is to be here present at your special day. And your sharings inspired me to again look at my ministry and have a refreshing transition to something even greater that you have inspired to me. And I thank you for every step you've taken on the path. You're following Holy Spirit's guidance after being so wonderfully introduced to the workings of Spirit. You have made it easier to wake up for the whole sonship. What you're doing is important. It is so important. What you're being the love you are, is so important. Thank you so much. Love to you all.
This is Reverend Deborah Bredekin, and I just would like to acknowledge that our three new ministers, each one in their own way, had barriers that they have broken through. And the Course says, you know, the content's the same, it's just the form is different. And I'm just so happy and excited for each one of you. That's Robin, Elizabeth, and Joyce. And just want to acknowledge the effort you put into this, your commitment to Spirit, and how wonderful it is today to celebrate all the barriers that you have let go of. I love you all and so happy and excited that you're part of the Pathways family. I'm done.
Yeah. This is Rev Myron. And first of all, Robin, I'm sorry for messing up your last name. You went and changed it on me. So, but I love you very much, and I'm so happy that you and I had that time together. I enjoyed every minute of it and miss talking to you. And Joyce, you were just a pleasure to work with, and I look forward to working with you more. and hope you and I get to visit again sometime soon. I love you. And I'm done.
This is Mary Stolting. I'd like to say to all three of you, I loved your sharing. It was very inspiring. It touched my heart. And I want to honor you for your commitment to do this work, to focus on, really, your life purpose is to wake up from the dream. And as you do it, you help, you just naturally help all your brothers and sisters in the world. So thank you for your devotion to your real life purpose. And I love and appreciate you all, and I welcome any articles that you receive through Holy Spirit about your practice and how it is being applied in your life. I joyfully welcome them, and there's some of you who have sent me articles, and I just love them. And thank you very much. I'm done.
Reverend Merendi here. I just wanted to express my gratitude to Elizabeth Joyce and Robin. I'm reminded today of why I continue to be a part of Pathways Ministry and why I continue to be a part of this Step 4 process and working with these candidates in different ways in this over the last few months has helped me remember the truth of who I am and has helped me reconnect at an even deeper level as to my role as a teacher and student of God. And so I wanted to express my gratitude and my heartfelt blessings of love and appreciation for each of you and the difference that you have made in my life as you have shown up so powerfully and helping us all to remember that kindness created us kind, love created us loving, and perfection created us perfect. And so we are all one in our journey home as we walk shoulder to shoulder. And I'm complete.
This is Robert. I want to express my appreciation and gratitude and to honor your dedication, all of you, to following Spirit's lead that brought you to this day. You already demonstrate that you know how to do that. So now what unfolds ahead, just as you didn't know you were ever going to get to this place, you don't know on the world level where you're going. But your dedication to following Spirit will bring you to a place of joy, of peace, and increasing extension of love, because that's what you have already committed yourself to. And with that in mind, just to know, to share with you that people here in the office are here to support you on that journey. And know that whenever you have a need, you have an idea you want to share, whatever, feel free to call the office. We have a handy 800 number feel free to use. It doesn't cost us anything and doesn't cost you. It's already built into our costs, so we're happy to talk as long as you need us to talk with you, to do whatever we need to do to support you on your journey. So thank you, and woohoo!
Woohoo! Yay. Yay.
And this is Lorraine. And I would say being here today is like receiving a transfusion of Holy Spirit, a transfusion of love and light and goodness, and what am I going to say, goodness and mercy for all. But yes, I will say that because it renews my faith. It renews the love I feel for every brother. It renews my commitment, my own commitment to Spirit 20 years ago this year. And I feel like a new minister. I feel like, especially after our sharing this morning and going through the course, and I just love Course 2000, as Deborah keeps saying, that's the course Lorraine loves. Let her facilitate that. But and this job as officiant, I get to be here in the good times, in all that you are sharing, and even through your tears, I am sending you love. And even through your happiness, I am sending you love. So again, I love all of you, Robin, Elizabeth, and Joyce. And don't forget my number, because this morning I did, and I had to look it up on the roster to give the girls again. I'm happy to be here, and I am so grateful to have you guys in my life. I'm done. Is there anyone else who would like to say a few words? Any candidate would like to share a few words? Any minister? Any new minister? Forget that. Scratch that candidate.
Hey.
Well, congratulations, Reverend Robin Brunelli, Reverend Elizabeth Hurwitz, and Reverend Joyce Peebles. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone, please take your phones off mute. And let's give them a big hand. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing. Thank you to everyone for being a part of this ordination. This now concludes our ceremony, and you may now hang up. Thank you.